From Spark and Anvil and Manga Forge, this is Segway in Chapter 1 of the Manga Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Segway's workshop had a long floor scroll running wall to wall, and she was hopping along it when the apprentices arrived, a slim brown hair tween in a patched traveling cloak, pausing at each panel drawn on the scroll, then hopping to the next. Sometimes her hop was tiny, barely a shuffle. Sometimes she took a huge bounding leap clear over a stretch of the scroll. She landed lightly and turned to face them, ears tall. "You made it. Good. Now watch my feet, not my face." She hopped a small hop between two nearly identical panels, a character blinking, then the same character with eyes fully closed. "Little hop, what happened between those two panels?" Sumi thought. "Almost nothing. Just an eye closing, like half a second." "Exactly half a second," Segway said, delighted. "That's a tiny jump, and tiny jumps make time crawl."
She bounded to the far end of the scroll and landed by two very different panels, a child waving goodbye at a doorway, then the same child, older, arriving at a distant city. "Now, big leap. What happened between these two?"
"Years," Sumi said. "They grew up. They traveled really far."
"Years in one jump," Segway agreed. "Same gap on the page. Wildly different jump in time." She hopped back to the middle. "This is my whole craft. It's called the panel transition, the kind of jump you make from one panel to the next. And the size of the jump controls how time feels." She counted them on her paw toes. A tiny moment-to-moment step, a blink, a breath, makes a moment feel slow and stretched and tense. A big scene-to-scene leap skips across time and space in an instant. And there's a bunch in between. An action-to-action hop that follows a single motion, a subject-to-subject hop that turns to look at someone new.
"Try it," she told Sumi, unrolling a blank strip. "Draw me a character catching a ball, but stretch it out. Little jumps. The ball coming, the hands rising, the fingers opening, the ball an inch away. The catch." Sumi drew five little panels, each barely different from the last, and when she looked at them in a row, the catch felt enormous, slow and breathless, like the whole world was holding still for it.
"Now the opposite," said Segway. "Two panels. Character decides to go on a journey. Character arrives, exhausted, at the mountaintop. One leap." Sumi drew the two. The journey vanished into a single jump, and it felt fast, sweeping, epic.
"Same tool," Segway said. "Different size. You just controlled time with nothing but the gap between your drawings. Little jumps to slow a moment down and make it matter. Big jumps to cover ground and keep the story moving. A whole comic is really just a rhythm of these jumps. Small, 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 big. Like the beat of the story's feet."
"Now here is the one I love most," Segway said, and she went still for once, sitting back on her haunches. "In a lot of manga, you'll find a transition that Western comics use much less, a slow drift where nothing happens at all. Panel 1, a character's face, sad. Panel 2, a raindrop on a window. Panel 3, an empty gray sky. Panel 4, a cold teacup. No action, no plot, just mood, drifting around a feeling."
Sumi frowned. "But nothing's happening."
"Something huge is happening," Segway gently. "The story is asking you to sit inside a feeling. Those quiet drifting panels give sadness room to be sad. They let a moment breathe." She dipped her ears. "This kind of transition is used with real mastery in the manga tradition, and it's worth learning why it works there, not just copying that it looks cool. Sometimes the most powerful jump between two panels is the one where nothing moves and everything is felt."
When the lesson wound down,
Sumi kept looking at her slow 5-panel catch, then at the quiet raindrop drift Segway had sketched. "The slow ones feel bigger," she said slowly, "even though less is happening. Maybe because less is happening." Segway's ears came up softly. "That's the whole secret, and you found it yourself," she said. "It's not the busy parts that make a story matter. It's the parts you slow down for. When you take 5 little panels to draw 1 catch, you're telling the reader, this right here is worth stretching time for." She looked out the window at the real sky. "The world does the same thing, you know. The days rush past in big leaps, but every now and then, something makes you take tiny steps. A goodbye, a first snow, a held breath, and time goes slow, and you know that moment counted." She smiled and gave 1 small, deliberate hop. "So choose your jumps. Race when you should race, but when a moment matters, a slow shuffle step. Take the little steps. Let it breathe. Let it be big." And Sumi, who had spent her whole life rushing, looked at her slow little panels and felt for the first time the quiet power of taking her time.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Segway. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.